This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Speak Legal, conversations with community law Otago.
And Nina Webb joins us today to talk about evidence in New Zealand courts. Nina, what are we going to be covering today?
I'm not in a Jeff today. We'll be looking at what evidence is and why the rules exist, then how judges decide what gets in. We can be looking at hearsay basics, opinion expert evidence, and identification evidence, as well as the standard of proof and how that fits in.
All right, so let's start with the basics. What is evidence?
Yeah, so evidence is anything put before the court to help prove or disprove something that matters in the case. So that includes what witnesses say under oath, documents and messages, photos and videos, GPS or call data, and physical objects. So judges and juries can only rely on evidence that is properly presented, authentic enough to be trusted, and tied to an issue that the court really needs to decide.
And why do courts have these rules around evidence?
Yeah, so the courts have these rules because not all information helps a case. Some material is unreliable, distracting, or unfairly damaging. So evidence law filters the records so decisions rest on relevant and trustworthy information, not speculation or prejudice. So the rules are about fairness. They protect both sides, help the judges control the trial, and try to promote confidence in the outcome.
So who decides and how does evidence get admitted?
And so the person who decides is called the fact finder, and that's the judge. So they decide admissibility after hearing submissions from lawyers. First, the item must be relevant. It needs to make a live issue more or less likely. And even if relevant, judges can still exclude it if the value is outweighed by risks like unfair prejudice, confusing the issues, or wasting time. So the balance keeps trials focused.
All right, there are different kinds of evidence. What are the main kinds?
Yeah, so one of them is testimony. So that's what people say in court. And this can be tested through something called cross-examination. Then we've got documentary or real. So that's contracts, emails, texts, CCTV, screenshots and objects. And then we have expert. So this is opinions from qualified specialists on technical matters. And each type of proof has certain requirements, so showing a document is genuine or that an expert is properly qualified.
So what's hearsay evidence?
Hearsay evidence is a type of testimony, so it's an out-of-court statement used to prove the truth of what it asserts. So an example of this might be reading out a friend's text that says he started it to prove who started a fight. But hearsay is restricted because the speaker isn't in the courtroom to be questioned or cross-examined, so the judge can't directly test their perception, memory, or honesty.
All right, but when can hearsay evidence be used anyway?
So hearsay can be used if certain conditions are met. This often focuses on necessity and reliability. So necessity covers situations like the statement maker being unavailable or it being impractical to call them in. And reliability looks at timing, spontaneity, consistency, and whether other evidence might back it up. There are also specific pathways for things like business records. These are normally routinely recognised as reliable.
What about opinions? Can witnesses give opinions?
Yeah, so ordinary witnesses generally give facts, but not opinions, but courts allow everyday impressions that truly help. So they might be saying something like speed, distance, something about sobriety, handwriting, or maybe a familiar voice. But broader or technical opinions belong to experts. So if the opinion won't actually assist the fact finder, it can be limited or excluded.
Okay, so how do experts get in?
Yeah, so if the topic sits beyond common knowledge and the expert is properly qualified, their opinion can be admitted when it's relevant and grounded in reliable methods. So the expert should explain the data they relied on, the technique used, and the limits of their conclusion, so the court can weigh how much confidence to put in that specific piece of information.
Why is identification evidence treated with caution?
Yeah, so identification, like police lineups, are treated with caution because human memory and perception are imperfect. So judges look at circumstances of the sighting, lighting, distance, duration, stress, and whether proper procedures were followed. So if the risk of mistake is high, the court may exclude the evidence or give a strong warning to the jury.
Now, what is propensity or character evidence?
This is evidence that suggests someone tends to act in a particular way. So it can sometimes help on issues like intent or absence of mistake, but it risks unfair prejudice, and jurors might punish a person for being that type rather than focusing on the charge at hand. So judges weigh its real value against the risk of voiding it in.
Now, Nina, we often hear the term privilege used when we're talking about evidence. What's privilege?
Yeah, so privilege protects certain communications so people can't get frank advice and so people can get frank advice and resolve disputes. One of the biggest ones you probably hear is about legal advice privilege. Then there's litigation privilege and without privilege settlement discussions. So if privilege applies in a situation, maybe between a lawyer and their client, and it hasn't been waived, the content usually cannot be compelled or admitted as evidence.
All right, so there's all these rules around evidence. What happens if evidence was obtained improperly?
Yeah, so if this occurs, the court has to apply a balancing test. So it can consider how serious the impropriety was. So, for example, this might be police performing an unlawful search that comes up with evidence. Then they look whether there were lawful alternatives and the importance and reliability of that evidence. So if admitting it would harm fairness or public confidence in justice, then a judge can exclude it, even if it is important.
All right. Now, where does the standard of proof fit in with all of this?
So admissibility is about what the court can look at. The standard is about how sure the court must be about that particular piece of evidence. So in criminal cases, the Crown must prove each element beyond reasonable doubt. But in a civil case, the standard is on the balance of probabilities. So that's a lower standard in the civil court. So knowing the standards helps you judge how much weight to put on a piece of evidence and how much weight it needs to carry.
All right. We're never going to look at those courtroom dramas quite the same way again. We've got a good rundown there of evidence and how it works in New Zealand courts and in our legal system. And no doubt we'll learn more with each and every edition of Speak Legal here, brought to us by Community Law Otago. Thanks so much, Nina. We look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Community Law Otago, free legal advice and support for the people of Otago. Advice clinic times are available from the website communitylawotago.com. We're based at 169 Princes Street. To make an appointment, call 03 474 1922. Community Law Otago, proud to bring you Speak Legal. Check out the podcast at oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.